Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Skipper, why baseball managers matter and always will. Scott's joining us at 1. I had a dog named Skipper.
You did?
Yep.
Wasn't Skipper the mascot for some fast food restaurant?
I don't know. My dog.
Mascot for Lake County Captains.
My dog
was.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah, that's true. Lake County Captains,
wasn't.
Too.
Just my dog.
Your dog was the mascot for your family?
No, it was just Skipper.
Oh. Why did you go with Skipper?
Because that was the dog's name when we got him.
I thought you said all dogs were named Fido.
Spike.
Spike, yeah.
Spike.
Why?
Because they should be.
Dan, dog, yes or no?
Oh, dogs are awesome.
No, do you have one or did you have one?
No, I do not. Sadly, they make me sneeze.
Really? So they make me sneeze too, but so we have two dogs that don't make me sneeze.
The lady friend's brother used to work for the APL, and so therefore any of those dogs are off the table because he would just like scream at us endlessly for not helping to save one of the dogs out there.
I see. But yeah. I mean, your allergies, I mean, your health's got to come first, right?
That's why we don't have a dog and we give to the APL.
Yeah. But then someone will go, just take a Benadryl. You can handle it. Somebody said that to me once.
Get drugged up and have a dog.
Suck it up. Take a Benadryl. I mean, seriously, man. You know, you come in there and I'm like, sometimes when I get around, especially cats, man, I'm good for about 4 minutes in someone's house. You want to get me out of your house, just tell me you have a cat. You don't even have to have one, and my allergies will end up kicking in.
That's why I've never invited you over.
That's because you have a cat. I know, man. I get it.
I'm with you on it. That dander gets to you. And it's nothing against cats. Like, I enjoy cats, too, and they make me sneeze.
I'm itching right now thinking about it, too. It's nothing. Again, I don't have anything against cats. I just can't be around them. That's all. Cats and I don't get along.
Andy Baskin doesn't like cats. 216-474-0092.
Not true. I just can't be around him. That's all. I'm sorry.
This stadium thing has to have some resolution at some point.
Yeah. Do you realize that the old Olympic Stadium in Montreal, they had tons of cats there because they had a lot of mice and rats. Yeah, at the old Olympic Stadium there. So, like, you'd walk in before a baseball game and you would see just packs of cats running around the stadium.
That's a lot of litter boxes.
They go outside. I don't know what they did.
They stunk it up. That's what they did.
I don't know. It was gigantic venue. You want to talk about a big venue? That thing was gigantic.
Why is it the cats know to go in a litter box and dogs don't?
I think you could train a dog.
Yeah, of course.
You got to train it.
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah. Buddy of mine, guess. I went to high school with, it's got a gigantic firm that it does a lot of bomb sniffing stuff and weapon stuff, and he can take any dog in the world and train them. It's amazing.
Holy
amazing.
Mackerel.
Ever seen video of cats sitting on the toilet? Using the toilet?
I've seen Meet the Parents.
I've seen dogs do that. I saw a dog do that. Unless it was AI. I don't know.
Might have been.
I don't know. We could do that with kids.
Quick. How does this stadium thing end? Do the Haslams get their stadium and their development in Brook Park? Does the city stay involved? How in the world is the city going to be landlords to people that they've been bashing like crazy?
That wouldn't be the first. I mean, how often does that happen? All the time, right? People are landlords. Oh, I hate my landlord. Hate my landlord.
No, that's because he, you know, won't put new vinyl in your bathroom. This is a little bigger than that.
It's a big bathroom. How does this thing end? I still feel like Brook Park is 100%. Daryl's right. Unless the state says no, I can't.
The Haslam said that they can do it without the county being involved.
Yeah, but they need the state. And they do guess what? The Bengals need the state. The Reds need the state too. So it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out. I still think this is Brook Park, and 10 years from now, we're going to be sitting around going, I can't believe we were even arguing about this thing. I can't believe we were even arguing about it. The same way, I mean, does anyone arguing about the ballpark or the arena? Remember?
It barely passed. It barely passed.
1%, right? 1% the syntax passed at that point. Is there anyone that wants to go back and yell at a politician, you know, that's a bad idea. Ballpark, bad idea. Why are we doing that? I don't care if the Indians move to Florida or where else were they going to move to? Somebody, Nashville?
There was New Orleans back
New Orleans,
in the day.
That was it, New Orleans, yeah. But, man, they were like 2 seconds out the door. They were on their way to Florida before the Rays existed. No one wants to remember any of that. I'm just, like, 10 years from now, I think we're all going to be like, oh, I can't believe, why do we even argue about this thing? But there will be people in the dome that will be saying, oh, I can't believe we're playing inside. I know you will. It's okay. It's all right. Get it off your chest now. That way, 10 years from now, you'll be like, I've already complained about that. Let it go.
I'm focused on, and I can't get my mind off of it, I guess, when it comes to the situation, is this. You have private citizens, and they own a team, you know, so they own a big business in Northeast Ohio. But you have folks who are willing to invest $2.4 billion into our community. Are they business people and trying to make money? You bet they are. Is that bad? Well, then look at every business that's doing the same thing. You know, I mean, everybody, if you're in business, Andy, you're not in business to throw it away, right?
No, you're not. I also think that if we could have just got together and they could have figured something out. I'm telling you, a year ago, when Daryl and I were talking about what was going on at the stadium, it seemed to me like the Haslams were 100% committed on wanting to stay downtown. Like people would say, hey, are you looking to do? No, we want to be downtown. We want to be downtown. And now when they finally say, okay, well, we can't get something together. We can't figure this out. There's too much red tape. There's too much confusion. It is the definition of our city. Time and time again. It's amazing we get anything done in this city. Amazing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
That's why Ryan's always buzzing around the country. Ryan's in Vegas now. Hi, Ryan.
I am actually in Cleveland right now. So
it says Ryan in Vegas in Cleveland. Sorry.
He's in Cleveland, Vegas. By the way, that's the name of the new suburb for Brook Park. It'll be the Vegas Village. How's that sound?
Yes, I like
just for
that,
you.
Andy.
Yeah.
Yes. High five to you. Hey, man, I tell you, first off, I want to talk about Siamese cats to Andy. If you
okay.
Know, I'm just kidding. No, I definitely want to talk about the, obviously, the Browns conundrum, man. We as Clevelanders, man, I hate to say it, man. For those of us listening out there who have lived abroad and different places, our identity is ugliness. And again, a nice, crisp stadium does not define that city. Not saying that, like, we should just live in just chaotic, you know, weather like we had, obviously, versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, the snow game or whatever. But again, it is just our identity, man. It's just downtown Cleveland with the stadium there just makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Not saying that a stadium, obviously, outskirts of it is not. And again, I shouldn't be thinking that, you know, that we're the definitive answer, the fans, because there's a lot of politics and different perspective involved in businesses. And again, it's not only based on the Browns and Browns fans. So there's a lot involved. But I will say this, Andy and Jeff, 93, obviously, going to Richfield Coliseum, you know, the Cavs playing, it was awesome, right? When I walk in the doors opening day versus Hakeem Olajuwon in 94, downtown Cleveland with that stadium, it just felt right. It just felt like this is where a stadium should be. This is how it should be done. It's overlooking the skyline. It's just same thing with conundrums in working in Chicago, Soldier Field, and they were talking about taking an outskirts. Everyone's just like, you don't do that. You leave a stadium near the skyline. There's a lot of good stuff about stadiums being outskirts of skylines. I understand. Just that, man, there's just – I personally, Andy and Jeff, last thing I'll say, I have nothing to do with obviously what's going to happen, but I will say this. If you have any type of Cleveland mentality in you, you know in your heart of heart that a stadium should be open downtown overlooking the skyline. And that's all I got to say, guys. Great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Ryan. Thank you very much. I disagree with you completely.
Well, I think that was a great argument when we had time to have the argument. Now it's like they're up against putting shovels in the ground. I agree with everything he said a year ago. 15 months ago, I agree with that. But we sat here... And no one wanted to, the Browns wanted to move. The Browns wanted to get, not move as in physically, get moving on what their situation was. And here we go, dragging our feet. And then you went through a mayoral change that probably had some effect on everything that was going on. I don't know if we had a different mayor in Cleveland or if the last mayor was here. I wonder what would be going on. You know, obviously county politics has changed over the last decade or so. I just, please, can we get something done? Get something done. Like, why didn't they get anything done until it's too late is what it feels like. And then we got to use the courts, like, because the courts have nothing else going on but to decide what's going on with the stadium. It's just mind-boggling, the red tape and the backwards mentality that we have in this. Get something done. Nothing's done.
And
the Browns are like, okay, we need to get something done. Okay.
Jim's in Strongsville. Jim, welcome.
Hey, Jim.
You know what? I love that argument from that previous caller, and that would be great to just keep on the good old days. But you know what? I would prefer stuff besides rusting buildings, bridges, and curbs that are deteriorating. So I'm for progress, and I'm for development. Look anywhere else around the league, and what you'll see is we are one of the oddities with having a stadium downtown. Most, you know, the Kansas City's not right downtown. Most of the places aren't right downtown. But I'll say this to the mayor and everybody else that's all about, oh, small business this, small business that. Look, if I don't remember correctly, then tell me. It's the mayor that shut down your guys' tailgate on West 6th. And the reason that they shut that tailgate down was because, not because of the people tailgating, but because they couldn't control the crowds that showed up after the game that wanted to keep a tailgate going. People that didn't go to the game. So if you can't even control and keep your own city safe, then don't tell me that you care about the small businesses. This is a city of Cleveland problem. If you can't make people feel safe downtown, they're not going to go downtown. And that's just the, and I was downtown on Monday at a concert. I go downtown. I don't care. But you know what? There's a lot of people that won't. And if you're not going to protect their interests,
because that's what matters. If you have a safe downtown, you can't get, we had a shooting at the lighting of the Christmas tree on Public Square, not this year, but last year. That kept people from going downtown. I'm sorry. You need to worry about the safety of people coming downtown, or they're not going to go downtown. Worry about that.
And Jim, part of my argument as to why, if you're the Haslams, maybe you'd prefer to have this out by the airport in Brook Park and maybe try and create a different part of town. You know, look at some of the shopping in Cleveland that we've brought in over the years and some really nice things, and they're not what they used to be. You know,
no, this to me is the equivalent of saying, no, I don't want Crocker Park in my backyard. No, I don't want Legacy Village in my backyard, because that's what he's talking about doing. And if you think those two things were great projects, then I can't understand why you'd be against this one.
Jim, thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Well said, actually. Which, you know, shouldn't be a surprise. It's Jim. Rick's in Euclid. Rick.
Hey, man.
Well, hello, guys. I totally disagree with that guy. You know, fear stops us from a whole lot of things. But the bottom line is that if you build this thing out there in Brook Park, you are taking away from downtown. You are hurting the central city, the business district. There's been hundreds of billions of dollars that have been put into downtown. You've got close to 30.
Wait. Are you saying that all that money was put into downtown because of the Browns? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all. Well, what I'm saying is you have a convention center. You have a lot of ancillary things downtown.
Yeah.
And if you built this, I understand why Ronayne and Bibb are taking the stance that they're taking. Because
wait, Rick, what stance is he taking? 2 days ago, he put up the white flag and said, good luck, we have bigger problems. And then a day later, he changes his mind. I don't get that.
Andy, yes. This is a zero population area, okay? It's not growing. So you're going to take this discretionary income from the central city and put it out to another area, which is going to siphon off the businesses and things that happen downtown, whereas if you put it downtown, you need to negotiate, let them get parking
Rick,
down
Rick, man, I am with you 100%, but why? I mean, the Browns have been asking for this for years. Why is it that the city had to wait until the last second to say, no? Why did this take so long? That's my question, because I agree with you, Rick.
That I can't answer, but I'm saying if you put this to a vote right now in Cuyahoga County, the whole county, even the city, mm-hmm. the city and the county, it would lose. Because people know what's going on.
Well, you don't need to put it to a vote because most of it is private investment.
No, that's true, too. It's not even their money.
That's the thing. Here's the other catch. I'll give you the other catch in a second. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.